We are happy to be joined by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McGowan. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob, what's going on, man?
Not much. Game week, as you get ready for Thursday night, give us an idea just how preseason preparation's gone and how you guys are feeling going into the year.
Well, we had to go at 6 o'clock this morning because of some classes on Monday, because Monday's usually our day off, but it went really well today. I think we're prepping pretty good. Where we need to be. We got, another day to get ready to put the hay in the barn and travel down to Long Island on Wednesday for a hell of a contest. It's really, really good Stony Brook football team, well-coached team.
The Stony Brook, New Hampshire rivalry, I think you guys have split your last six meetings. What makes the games between the two teams always so good?
Well, in my mind, it's the northern part of the CAA. And both teams are very physical, flying around type of football teams. You know, Chuck's offenses have a big, strong front up top. They have two or three good running backs every year. Their quarterback field is a tremendous athlete, makes plays all over the place, throws the deep ball particularly well. You know, Chuck's MO has been pretty good with that. And then defensively, they come at you from all angles. And they've had a lot of players over the years that have just caused, havoc on the defensive side of the ball. Not a lot of them left there. Tyler King comes to mind there, and, Casey Williams and Kerry Smith. I don't know a whole lot of the names, but I know that program, usually they're reloading, not rebuilding on there and what they're doing. So for us, we love playing them. They're a big test for us and a physical test for us. And I think that's what you'll see on Thursday night.
Your first question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, kind of in that same vein, opening with a tough opponent, but also one who is in league. Is there any more difficulty to that? Is there an advantage to starting in conference play, or would you prefer to start with non-conference games?
You get asked this question every year. You open up with a league, not a league. Who cares? You're opening up. It's your opener. You want to win the opener. You want to play hard. You want to know on Saturday night, Obviously. When you're playing a team like Stony Brook, on their home turf and away game, you got to be up to the task, and it's going to be a challenge. But I think all of us, including Stony Brook, looking forward to playing the first game, whether it's CAA or not.
Thank you.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Coach Mack. Is it premature for an update on Max Brosmer's status?
It's not premature. Max has a torn ACL and is out for the season. He's going to get operated on in a couple weeks. He's rehabbing from it. He won't play this year. Hopefully we get a medical redshirt for him.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Just building on that a little bit, Coach, just talk about how that's affected your offense and where you turn from here.
Well, if you go back to our media day, when we were talking about it, I've always believed this, you need two players in the CAA. You need two quarterbacks in the CAA for this league to be successful. And we've been blessed over the years to have some really quality quarterbacks and them get injured, and it starts all the back with Santos, and then Toman came in, and then Toman got hurt and Decker came in, and then Decker got hurt and then Goldridge came in, and so on down the line. It's very important. And the guy that's going to start for us, Brett Edwards, started the Holy Cross game. I don't know if it's two or three years ago, but it's so long. But he started the game and he played okay. We put Max Brosmer in, and Max took the ball and ran with it, and then ended up starting the rest of the year there and in the one game last year. But Brett was the guy, and he's a talented kid, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he's grown. And I think he's really grown from last spring to where he is right now. Excited for the kid and the opportunity. So is he. So looking forward to it, to be honest with you guys.
Kyle, you have a follow-up? Let's
see. Sorry, I didn't lower hand.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Coach Mack, talk about the rest of that offense around Brett. The one thing that he is having, you got some experience around him, both at the running back and receiver positions. What do you like about that group?
It's going to start with the running back position in Washington Lobby, and then another guy who's opened our eyes in fall camp, your Isaac C. Those three guys give us three quality running backs. And, those guys can catch, they can run. They've done a great job in protection. Good, because with the stuff that Stony Brook brings, these guys better be sharp. the receiving core, I feel good about. You know, you got Brian Espinette, who's played a lot of football for us. You got Charles, I'm drawing a blank now, but we got Charles Briscoe out at the wideout position, who's completely healthy now. He's been on hot and cold there. Samir Blacknell's played well. And then another kid, Sean Coyne, who's done a pretty good job at the A position for us. C.J. Turner's been healthy for a change. So we got guys there. Our tight end position, Kyle Lipkowski, good football player. So there's a lot of weapons around, you know, for Brett to get the ball to. You got to be the distributor in our offense and distribute it to the guys on their reads in open space and hope they go make plays, and I think we can.
Next question from Roger Brown. Go ahead, Roger.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good, Raj. How we doing, man?
Good. Other than Max, do you have any health issues that will prevent someone from playing Thursday? And second part, any surprises in camp? Anybody really stand out that maybe you didn't expect to be as good as they were?
Well, you know, everybody's playing that we think is going to play. And we're, knock on wood, we're relatively healthy going into the first one. You feel pretty good about that, you know? As for surprises for camp, I'm pleased that a lot of our young guys on both sides of the ball have improved. And, you know, I look at Josiah Silver. I look at Noah Stansberry. I look at DT, Derek Thompson. Some of these guys have had really good fall camps that have improved their play and hence improved our systems on each side of the ball. Jordan Kahn's had a hell of a fall camp. He's been kicking the hell out of the football. He's won the kickoff job. He won the place kicking job outright. Really pleased with the way he's playing football. So those are some of the surprises, Rods, that we got going on right now.
Thank you.
So we touched on the offense defensively, especially in the secondary. You got a lot of familiar names and faces back there. Are you expecting that group, maybe the guys on the back end to lead that defense?
Well, I think it's going to be a combination of linebackers and the safeties and the corners. And yes, that's the back end. And we have looked forward to seeing these guys get out and play, because I think starting with Evan Horn, Pop Bush, you know, Noah Stansberry at the safety position, you know, these three guys are stalwarts there to go with it. Joey Eichmann, another safety force, has played extremely well in the preseason, like what he's doing. Linebackers, we got three kids playing linebacker right now that are flying to the football, doing a hell of a job. Ryan Toscano, Bryce Shaw, and Zidane Williams, you know. And then up front, that's the strength of our defense, guys. That's the strength of our defense. Nico Kovinikas, and we got Eli Lewis in there, two guys who've started a ton of games for us at the inside. And a grad transfer for Duval Paul has done a hell of a job inside. And Gunny Gibson anchors the end on the outside. So I think we got some guys that can play, but we're going against a very formidable, tough, hard offensive line, run game type of thing. We got to stop them.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks always for the time this morning. Safe travels to Long Island, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate that, Rob. Have a great day, man.
All right, you too.